This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Bucks at Jaguars, and all season long, like last year's Bucks Bulletin Editions, it's presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. If you ever play in one of my events, and I don't know what's holding you back, I am happy to introduce you to some of the people that I know at Brandon Legal Group, so you have some face-to-face knowledge whenever you are in need of local legal assistance. And you do not need to live nor work nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, as Brandon Legal Group services the greater Tampa Bay area. They are also a full-service law firm. So whatever your legal need is, you can call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Recording this Bucks Bulletin Edition on Thanksgiving night. I hope you enjoyed your holiday. I'm going to spin it forward to Sunday and the Buccaneers game at Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Let's start with the two quarterbacks. Winston is very much in play as a starter this week simply because of the passing yardage. He is second in the NFL in passing yardage. And of course, in fantasy football, most leagues do not penalize quarterback for sacks. I know there are a minority of leagues that do. So the league lead in sacks, not a factor in you starting Jameis Winston. And in most leagues, now I make penalties for interceptions double in my league, just as a fumble would be a minus two, an interception is a minus two, and if it's returned for a touchdown, a pick six is a total penalty of minus four, two for the interception, and an additional two because it was a pick six. I just feel that's always made sense in fantasy football, that if a quarterback gets four for throwing a touchdown, he should have a four-point penalty for throwing a pick six. But Winston in play as a QB1 this week for you in this critical week 13. While the best part of the Jacksonville matchup is actually their poor run defense the last month, we'll get to that. But I see no reason why you would not be using Jameis Winston in this matchup this week. As far as Nick Foles is concerned, he hasn't performed particularly well since coming back from the collarbone injury, so much so that there's been conversation that the Jags could even consider going back to Gardner Minshew. That doesn't necessarily accomplish anything, in my opinion. And obviously, Foles gets a great matchup against a Buccaneer pass defense that has given up more fantasy points via the air than any pass defense in the NFL. Even worse than the Eagles, even worse than the winless Bengals, even worse than the Arizona Cardinals. So while Nick Foles is not, let's say, I don't imagine he's on many fantasy rosters. Also, we're done with the bye weeks, but Foles could be a DFS-type play just because of the matchup against the Buccaneers. Moving on to the running back situation, Leonard Fournette had a huge week last week in the game against Tennessee. Both teams went into the game talking about establishing the running game, and they both did it with two of the more consistent running backs for much of the season in terms of their volume. Leonard Fournette for the Jags and Derrick Henry for the Titans. The Bucs' run defense has been good, but I see no reason why the Jags won't continue to feed Fournette his volume. And if you've been using him as an RB1 or an RB1/2 this year, I don't think the Buccaneer matchup is going to force you in this final week of the regular season to take Fournette out of your lineup unless you're blessed with riches of having, say, a Derrick Henry or also a Dalvin Cook coming off by, and you have two other quality running backs to put in your spots where you can shy away from the matchup against the Buck defense just because you're loaded at that position. On the other side of things, Ronald Jones has put up in standard leagues 12 or more fantasy points in three of the last four Buccaneer games. And this is a surprisingly good matchup for Ronald Jones this week, because the last month, while people are pointing fingers at Nick Foles, the finger should be pointed at the Jaguar run defense. It has been the worst run defense in the National Football League for the last month. So Ronald Jones to me is a quality DFS play. And if for whatever reason, even though there are no more bye weeks, you need to play a running back or have a flex play, Jones might not be a bad one, even though he's not getting bell cow duty. And there are a couple of other running backs in the mix that don't have weekly fantasy value. But the matchup is good. The numbers three of the last 4 weeks have been good. So for the first time all year, I'm endorsing Jones as a DFS play and potentially an RB2/3 or flex play in a season-long league if you are in a situation where you have too much guesswork about other running backs to play in that spot. Wide receiver-wise, you have three of the best this season going in this game and no reason not to play them. DJ Chark, who beyond Lamar Jackson, who was drafted likely as a backup quarterback in many leagues or undrafted in leagues like my Moneyball podcast league. Lamar Jackson, the biggest late draft or waiver claim of the year in fantasy football. DJ Chark is in that conversation. Not someone that anybody was drafting, had a good first week. Jaguars have to switch quarterbacks due to the injury. Chark had a good thing with Minshew, resumed his good thing with Foles immediately in the game against the Colts. Chark is in your lineup this week against that bad Buccaneer pass defense. Chris Godwin got the big week last week. That's 2 weeks in a row that Godwin has gotten into the end zone. It was a huge week in standard leagues of what? 23, almost 30 points. Or around 30 points for Chris Godwin last week. As a result, Mike Evans' numbers dropped off, but that's just sort of the ebb and flow of wide receivers. And Mike Evans, one of the, if not the best fantasy receiver this year. Evans stays in your lineup. Godwin stays in your lineup. It's not like the Bucs will lean on Ronald Jones, and even if they get a lead, bleed the clock with Ronald Jones. Feel very good about playing Evans and Godwin because of what they've given you all year. And just hope you have the right guy in this game or that both of them get their share. From a Jacksonville standpoint, you might make the case for a plug and play of either Westbrook or Conley just because of the matchup, because the game could be high scoring. I think it's more of a DFS play because you're dealing with a salary cap than in week 13, you needing to get 10 plus points out of D.D. Westbrook or 10 plus points out of Conley. Conley runs the deeper routes. Westbrook runs the shorter routes. But you can make a case for these guys if you really need them just because the Buck pass defense is that bad. And really, that's about where I'm going to draw the line. Matt Gay coming off a horrible game. So you're not going to want to use Matt Gay as your kicker in a game like this. I know NFL Network talks about Lambeau being someone that if you exchange kickers or for whatever reason or switching kickers going into week 13, Lambeau is someone that you can play. But again, we're talking about the kicker situation here. I don't necessarily think either of the DSTs, for those of you that play DST in season-based leagues, are a play here or a good bargain in DraftKings either. So again, I think the strongest plays are Jameis Winston at quarterback, Certainly Leonard Fournette at running back, even though it's not a great matchup, you're not benching him. Ronald Jones, you can make the case. He's a good DFS option this week, or if you want to play him as a runner, RB2/3/flex, and then three wide receivers that have been very, very good all year, among the top five in fantasy production, DJ Chark for Jacksonville, and Godwin and Evans for the Buccaneers. The Bucks Bulletin edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. I can't say enough about the people at Brandon Legal Group and how much support they give the Todd Wright family of podcasts, as well as the Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Remember, they are a full-service law firm, and you can reach out to them for a free consult anytime, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME. And visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Apologies to my voice. It's just been kind of a long day. I hope you did have a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for listening to this edition of the Bucks Bulletin.